This is Northwest News from KNKX. If you think a school kitchen manager just serves meals, think again. They are an integral part of school culture, and they're continuing to work even during this pandemic, making sure students have enough to eat and helping create a hub for the community during this challenging time. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross spent time with a woman who calls herself Lunch Lady Dory.
The kitchen at Denny International Middle School in West Seattle is decked out with strings of twinkling colored lights.
And that's the famous Lunch Lady chandelier right there. You use a fan bottom and you string lights through it and you have a chandelier for your kitchen, yes.
Dory Fazio-Young is acting kitchen manager here at Denny. She has close-cropped gray hair and a big laugh. There's a sign propped up on the cash register that says, Lunch Lady Dory. And the strands of lights are just one part of her carefully planned out month-by-month decoration scheme. September is Dolphins Month. That's the school mascot. January is Seahawks.
And June is Aloha June. We do a whole Hawaiian thing with shirts, glasses, sunglasses, and sun shines all over the place. And the kids know when it's happy June that it's almost time to be out for the summer.
But this June is going to feel a lot different than normal. Everything changed on March 11th. Fazio-Young remembers the exact moment when they all found out that Seattle schools would close the next day because of the coronavirus.
All of a sudden, everything just stops. We went, school's closed? They're closing us? The kids immediately got excited. They were on summer break. They were done, la la la, dancing around all happy. And I just stood there, and then the kids go, Miss Dory, what does this mean? There were some kids that came in and they looked at me and they go, well, how are we going to get food?
That's a concern for a lot of students at Denny. More than two-thirds of them qualify for free or reduced-price meals. It's one of the highest rates in the school district. Fazio-Young grew up five blocks away from here and went to these schools.
E.C. Hughes, Denny Middle School, and Chief Self High. Yeah, I'm still here.
But she doesn't remember ever seeing homelessness or the kind of poverty she now encounters every day in her job. When school is in regular session, she opens the cafeteria door at 6 a.m. so a handful of homeless students can come inside.
I'll give them cocoa. They know they can come in and have their breakfast right away if they want, or they can just sit here and be warm.
In this way, Dory Fazio-Young is more than a lunch lady. She won't admit it, but she's kind of a de facto social worker and counselor. She remembers one girl who wanted to keep living with her father, even though they were homeless and he was struggling with alcoholism.
She'd tell us, you know, well, it was nice last night, so we spent the night in Roxhill Park, or, oh, it was, you know, a little stormy, so we have kind of a little shelter we built down here. We never really saw it, but she would tell us, and you could tell. She had everything she owned on her back.
Fazio-Young originally took the job because it synced up with her two sons' school schedules, and she got summers off. But they're grown up, and Fazio-Young has stayed on. She says that's because she cares so much about the kids, even though there has been heartbreak. This past fall, she says an eighth-grade boy died suddenly. Fazio-Young was close to him. They talked every day.
Ever since then, I kept a rose, a single rose in the kitchen, and it had his name. So the kids had a place to come. They could talk to the rose. They could look at the rose. They could yell at the rose if they wanted to. But it was for this particular child. And his brother still goes here at Denny. And he would come in and he'd say, thank you so much, Miss Dory, for putting that flower there.
And she had a plan for honoring the boy at the promotion ceremony for eighth graders moving up to high school. It's an example of the way schools are a centering force, especially for kids experiencing trauma.
Me and his brother had it all planned, and Mr. Clark, my principal, we were going to take this rose all beautifully wrapped and lay it on an empty chair so that his family could come and be there for, you know, his promotion, even though he wasn't there. They could come and they could be there. So it was kind of like a final thing for them, too.
These are the kinds of heart-wrenching experiences familiar to people who work in schools. And now everyone is going through a difficult time because of the pandemic. Parents and students are worried and stressed. Dory Fazio-Young is focused on what she knows best, keeping kids fed. This morning, she's busy in the kitchen unloading big bags of vegetables.
Oh, look, pea pods. The kids love those.
She and the other workers here distribute about 600 breakfasts and lunches a day. And Fazio Young brings some assistants from home.
This is my husband, Duane.
Do you come every day?
Every day. Any day she's working, I'm working.
He worked for the district for 48 years, and he retired 3 years ago.
Duane Young worked as the head custodian at Chief South International High School and volunteers at Denny now. For him and his wife, working in the schools is a calling. Duane's son, his granddaughter, and daughter-in-law are all custodians for the Seattle School District.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
So maybe it's natural that Dori Fazio Young sees the students as part of her family. And even though she's 60 years old, which health officials say puts her at higher risk for the coronavirus, she chose to keep working.
I'm Lunch Lady Dori. I don't think about, everybody, Dori, you should stay home because, you know, you're in the group. No. This is what I do.
She says she feels safe at work. Custodians disinfect every night. She and her coworkers put the roast beef and turkey sandwiches, cereal, fruit, milk, and other items out on tables and stand at a distance. And they wash their hands all the time. But this pandemic has made her look at her job in a new way.
Did I realize I was essential? No, I didn't. Now I know. If there's ever a natural disaster, an earthquake, whatever, God forbid, yeah, I'll have to be here. Giving out sandwiches in rubble. Let me crawl over this boulder here. Here's your sandwich, honey.
She's joking, but she says it's true that she feels happy to know that at a time of crisis, she is able to help fill the most basic human need. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.